Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be talking about the subject of peace and security, and I'm here with my wife, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you again.
Always nice to spend some time with you. And, you know, I think when I consider the topic of peace and security, I always have to put myself in that situation. And I just think about how I'm doing right now. I have, I would say, a sense of peace. I'm good. Things around me are pretty good. How would you view it, Joyce?
I think things are pretty good for me as well. And when things around me seem to be going well internally, I think it makes me feel well also. So hoping that things stay peaceful is usually, you know, something that I can definitely look forward to. And I'm sure everybody wants to feel that sense of peace wherever they go.
You know, it's so true. You know, we are so focused on things around us being our sense of our wellness. Ultimately, our sense of wellness is how we process all this. But our sense of wellness is very much affected by our circumstances. And I'll just talk about myself. You know, when you find out you have, you know, let's say a health condition, you know, that can really throw you for a loop. Our health is so important. And as we age and we're getting to a sense of, health breakdowns or challenges, it takes away peace. And I know you had a family member who had a heart condition recently. We're just going to try and keep things anonymous. We don't want to bring attention to folks. But explain, Joyce, how you felt that. Now, you weren't going through that yourself, but a loved one had a heart condition. And how do you process that as someone from the outside?
Well, I like to probably stay more informed about things than most people. So I do a lot of research. But, you know, when it comes to a heart condition, something not really that I'm that familiar with. And then when you bring it into how to help someone go through this and their own feelings of, is someone going to die because of this? You know, we're all going to face that, even if we don't have a heart condition. And so I think to help bring someone to a sense of, let's see what the information is, let's work on finding the areas that will also bring comfort during this process, is something that is like a team effort. You know, I can research, but then as I pass on what I research to the other person, they need to also internalize that, you know, okay, this is what I have to go through, and together we can work through it and hopefully give us a sense of peace as we do that.
A lot of things I think you're talking about, Joyce, have to do with the sense of control, right? So I think where the peace tends to fall away is when we lose control. And when you have a health condition, it's like, okay, something's going down. Something's not good. I'm not in control. And so what we do is we try to get control. And the way we do that is through information. We research, oh, how bad? Okay, good. At least I know something about it. I may not be able to, if I need a procedure, I may not be able to do it myself, but I understand what it is, what it's about. And I think that sense of control is really what we're looking for when we're gathering information. Of course, we want to be informed, but I think it's related to control.
I guess that is very true. You know, if we can control whatever the outcome is going to be, then we can be more peaceful about it. But I think it still takes some time talking through with other people to kind of continue to give you that sense you're not going through it alone. And you need the help of someone to keep your focus and your direction and the peace to kind of keep moving forward together.
Yeah, certainly the support is very important. Now, as a certified financial planner, I can speak for many folks I work with that they have a sense of confidence and trust in their finances. So finances are, of course, very important in our society. It's what drives the economic engines of our economy, our society. It's what drives our ability to interact with the economy, participate, get resources and services from the economy. And so finances are very important. And, you know, when your financial situation is good, it's predictable, then it gives you a sense of peace. But when it's not, then it takes that peace away. And I don't know, Joyce, if you're as close to, I'm a financial planner, but you know, when you look at the checkbook and the balance is low, or you look at the investment statement and it's way down, how does that make you feel from the standpoint from a peace and comfort?
Well, I think you want to pull in the reins of certain things and say, I know the time frame of this is coming in and that is coming in. So you kind of just hold back, sometimes the things that you may want to buy instantaneously or something when it comes to just looking at that, or you know that there's going to be a big purchase coming up. You want to make sure that all those things get covered. And so I think it just kind of puts you in a mode where you're a little guarded for a while. And then when, money comes in, then you feel like, okay, I know everything's just going to be back to where everything's going to be met. In a way, you kind of feel like, okay, it's back under control.
Yeah, there you go. I go back to that word of control. So just another form of trying to keep things in that place where you know where they are. It's predictable. But there are many things in life and society that are not in our control, things that we cannot affect. But we like to be in control. But I think more than we realize, we put our trust and confidence and faith in things around us, a society around us. And these are things, like I said, we don't even recognize that they're. That's the case. I think a classic example is looking at just, let's say, police officers and the firemen, EMT, all these folks around us that we don't really give a whole lot of thought unless there's that, stress, that struggle, like, oh no, I see, someone's, committing a crime, or someone's on fire or something, so there's an accident, then you start spinning and say, hey, where are these people when you need them? But I think we put our trust and confidence in systems and structures around us, which gives us a sense of peace. I think it's essential that we have that.
Yes, and those particular people in our society are there to give us that protection and sense of community peace that we need to feel safe as a community, as a whole, as a people. Wherever we are in our communities, when we travel to other places, we kind of also have that expectation that safety net and peace will be in that place where we go to next.
Yes, I think, when you go to large venues and, it's just to see someone in uniform gives you a sense of peace and comfort. You go to the beach and, you want to go for a swim and you look, is there a lifeguard there? There's a lifeguard there. Good. I feel safe, even though it's the same water, it's the same situation. If something were to happen instantaneously, you'd be in trouble. But just knowing that there's someone looking out for you is helpful. And I just want to shout out to all those folks who keep us safe, all the police officers, firemen, EMT, lifeguards, all the folks who look out for us, that the only time we really sometimes recognize or notice you all is you know, when something goes wrong. And myself, every time I see a police officer, I would just like to say thank you for your service. You know, military people, I'd like to thank them for their service because I recognize how important they are to our society and how I have a sense of peace that things are under control because of the work they do.
Yes, I totally agree with all that. And I do also thank them for their services.
Yeah, as having a son in the military, that's extra meaningful to me, as I know it is to you.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about taking this to a next level. You know, sometimes things aren't well in our circumstances, but we can still be okay with it that way. And I'm going to just give a kind of a minimal example of what I mean here. I remember when we were dating, this was back, you know, 35 years ago, thereabouts, this happened. I was driving in my car and you were with me, and my light dome in my car was making a noise. Something was rattling and I was commenting on it. I said, boy, I really need to fix that. And you had said something. I don't know if you remember what it was. I see you shaking your head. And you said, yeah, or you can let it stop bothering you. So when we have circumstances in our midst that that we can change or we can't change, you know, we can try and change them, but we can have peace in the midst of our circumstances by just accepting them for what they are and not letting them concern us. And of course, if it's something minimal like a light dome, that's not such a big deal. But if it's something like our health or our safety, our security, our life, it's a little more difficult. So how do you process that, Joyce? How do you find peace and security in circumstances that you don't have a lot of control in?
I guess for me, the peace that I find in just bringing those concerns to God is usually the first thing that I think I do. And that brings me a sense of comfort, a sense of acknowledgement of the feelings that I have and kind of where I can leave it and receive, that peace that I can get from him. And just we'll have to rest in that.
So what you're saying is in the midst of these things that are outside of your control, you're putting your trust in someone who you feel has all things under control, that has your best interest in mind, and that gives you peace. So with that, we're going to conclude this part of our program and talk to our guest and talk about how we get a sense of peace in our circumstances by those who we surround ourselves with. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Len a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. And I'm here with my newest friend, Jeffrey Giles, captain of the Rehoboth Beach Patrol. Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, Len. Thank you for having me.
Jeff, wanted to, first of all, thank you for all the work you do. And also, thank you for you and your team that is so critical to this community that, like, I don't even know that you're there. I think that's one of the best compliments I can provide people who provide services that, you know, that are kind of the background, that you're not the star of the show, the ocean is. And it's just like, you know, I go to the ocean, I don't even know you're there. So really, thank you so much for your service and for all your patrol.
You got it. You got it. No problem.
So for our listeners, the Rehoboth Beach Patrol has been protecting beach goers for 100 years, which if you think about is, it's just extraordinary that, you know, people have been going to these beaches for, you know, a long time. And of course, things change, but things don't change. I mean, there's still water, there's still oceans, it's still served, there's still dangers. And love to just ask you, share, Jeff, anything you can about history, about how it got started and how's it different than it was way back when?
Yeah, Len, it was fascinating because we have celebrated the 100th year anniversary of the Beach Patrol. Started off with just two people. And it has now up to 65 lifeguards. With the 65, I have 8 EMTs, which are needed. And so it has grown a lot. But if you think about lifeguarding, the same speaking at the 100th year anniversary to our older lifeguards, our alumni, it's still the same. The stories that an 80-year-old lifeguard that guarded in the 50s, they are the same as the stories that the lifeguards now have. They talk about the save. They talk about the riptide. They talk about the current. They talk about when they decided to go into the water to save them. And it's just fascinating because the job hasn't changed. You can't put a computer on the stand to tell you when to go into the water. So it's great. So the job is the same. A lot more people. It's a little more complex. We have a lot of injuries that we deal with. In Rehoboth, we're responsible for the boardwalk and the beach. So we just seem to have a lot of medical issues, lost children. Currently, we have last year, we had over 320 lost children. Good enough for us is all 320 were reunited with a parent. So that's helped. and so far, knocking on wood, we're doing great this summer.
So, Jeff, what has changed?
I think over time, the ocean hasn't. The ocean is still the same. The beach, I guarded back in the 80s, in the early 80s. And Rehoboth Beach has, and you know, the locals that are all from down here in Sussex County know that the beach has changed a little bit. It seems to be, it's more condensed. It's not as big as it used to be in the past. But the riptides, the currents, it's still the same. You're still dealing with the same natural elements that you had back then.
What, Jeff, has changed in the work you do or the services you provide, for lack of a better word?
You know, the radio, the way we transmit now, communications are a lot better. I think a lot of people know how lifeguards used to do their signals with flags and they could communicate with each other. We still can do that, but most of our communication and the best way to do it for safety is with our communications with our radio system. So, and we're also able now to communicate if we would have a lost person with the Coast Guard, with DenRec, with the State Police Maritime Unit. So with the communications is great, police department, fire companies. So that has probably changed drastically since when I was here in the 80s. There's a lot better communication.
And how about what you all actually do? It just seems to me that is probably, you know, a lot more ancillary stuff that you do. So I think, I'm just thinking back 100 years ago, the lifeguards just probably sat on the stand and like went out after people if they needed help. But there's probably a lot more has to be done with just maybe crowd control or just watching people who are on the sand. And it was our worst. We're just so nutty now. But I would have to think there's just more things that lifeguards have to be aware of now. Am I correct?
You know, I came from a Homeland Security background. So a lot of the guards, when I first got here, I was explaining to them active shooter scenarios, terroristic problems that we could have at the beach, because it's a prime area for something like that to happen. And you hate to look at the worst case scenarios, but sometimes you have to. So, you know, we train our lifeguards, not to be police officers, but to recognize maybe a situation that could be deemed as suspicious. So the lifeguards are also trained in first aid. More than half of my patrol is EMR certified, which takes 40 hours of training, 2 weeks. And that means that they're ready to be an emergency medical responder. So they're able to recognize a heart attack. They're able to recognize a stroke. They're able to recognize the need for an ambulance to get a professional there. So it's more complex, but the lifeguards aren't just training to run in the water and save people. They're medically trained. They've been given a lot of training on suspicious activity and what to look for, when to notify the police, when to notify the fire company, and when to notify EMS when we need them.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with Jeff Giles, the captain of the Rehoboth Beach Patrol, and we're talking about all the wonderful services the Beach Patrol provides residents in Rehoboth, in the surrounding area, and of course, visitors as well. Jeff, I would love for you to brag on your patrol. Tell us how many young men and women, ages, makeup, guys, gals, why they do this stage of life, what colleges they go to. Just take a moment and give our listeners really a breath of really, or I should say taste of just how excellent these young people are.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I am so proud of the group of guards that we have. I get to see in the off season the applicants that apply to the job. And these are kids. These are high school kids and college kids. And, you know, I'm explaining to them that lifeguarding, especially at Rehoboth Beach Patrol, is not a job. It's something that is always going to be a part of your life. And we call it lifeguarding for life. And there's a reason to it. I mean, I'm a prime example of it. And I guarded in the 80s. I had a professional career. I finished. I came back here to Rehoboth to be around my best friends that I was lifeguards with back on the patrol in the 80s. And we're all down here working together. And I was able to do full circle and come back to Rehoboth and try to instill a lot of the same traditions that I had then. And I'm hoping that the lifeguards that I have now get that, you know, same impact and same chance that I had back when I guarded. And I am so proud of the group that I have. Again, I've got about half the kids are in high school. I've got 65, 8 of them are EMTs, about 56 lifeguards, high school and college, some a little bit post-college. I call some my COVID college kids. They've guarded for a couple years. They love lifeguarding, and they're just putting life off for a year or two. And I had 26 female lifeguards. Back when I lifeguarded, there were 2. And I am so proud of these girls. They are amazing athletes, truly disciplined, mature, and outstanding lifeguards. So, the group that I have is very cohesive. They work together. They train together. And when it's off season, it's great to look on the I'm not up to date on all the social websites that are out there, but I know that my lifeguards are together all the time, all through the seasons. And we just look so much forward to getting the team back together again in the next summer.
That's great cohesion. Love to hear that. Like to ask you a little bit about the training, the physical training that lifeguards do, and a little bit about the competitions, just a load of fun, and how people can maybe go to one of the competitions and observe it. It's just really pretty incredible. So to talk a little bit about that, please.
It's great. When I hire an applicant, when they start on the beach patrol, we start on the Friday before Memorial Day. So we go through some training. And that Saturday morning, about 7 o'clock, the water temperature is about 58, 60 degrees. But we put them in the water often, not for a long time, but we put them in often. We get them used to and we train them on rescues. And they will complete 25 rookie workouts before they compete in a rookie test in the middle of July. So by the time that test comes around, they are ready to go. And then when they finish the test as a group, they become first year guards and they're no longer referred to as rookies. So it's fascinating because you're seeing a transformation from somebody who's a little hesitant whistling somebody away from the jetty to somebody that is totally confident in what they're doing and being a first year guard. So, and you speak of competitions. We have several that we have in Rehoboth Beach, the Rehoboth Beach Lifeguard Olympics, usually in the beginning of August, brings all the lifeguard agencies from around the area. Lots of fun, takes place like at 6 p.m. It goes through the night. Lots of different competitions. We have the Mid-Atlantic, the USLA Mid-Atlantic Lifeguard Championships here in Rehoboth. That's usually in the second week of July. And that is a precursor for the nationals that are held, this year was held in Hermosa Beach, California. And it's great watching these lifeguards from all the training that they have able to apply it toward the competitions. So it's just awesome. We've had a great group. Be really proud of Sussex County, Delaware. This past year, we finished third in the entire country, just lost out to LA County and to California State Parks. That's just how good this group of kids are.
Well, that's amazing. How many different municipalities or teams compete in that?
I think as a group, like Sussex County, we go down as Sussex County, Delaware, and we'll usually bring 40 to 45 lifeguards together from all the agencies. And there's probably about 40 different large agencies like that down there that, like Delaware, consists of many different patrols under one roof. So, yeah, Delaware is very respected. They have just outstanding athletes and a lot of camaraderie. They really pitch in together and work together.
Well, that's something to be really proud of. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Glenn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Lynn help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 302-501-7711 to get started. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Thanks for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Glenn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Jeff Giles, Captain of the Rehoboth Beach Patrol, talking about all the wonderful services the Beach Patrol offers. And we really want to focus on how important the work is to the community. And I'm going to ask you this just kind of a psychological question, because you know, you're all about safety. You provide actual services. You also provide a sort of a view of safety or a sense of safety. So this way I view it. You know, I live in Sussex County. I go to the beach often, and I'm a person that I'll go out in the water by myself. Maybe it's not the best idea, but I like to swim and I stay, you know, close to the water. But a lot of people don't have that confidence and they won't go in the water without a lifeguard. Talk a little bit about that and how just having a lifeguard present just gives people the confidence and the sense of security that they can enjoy the water.
Yeah, it is important, and I talk to the lifeguards about it. A lot of times, you might have a person that's not that competent in the water. They don't have the best water skills, but if they see a lifeguard, they might venture out past the breakers, and that is what the lifeguards are looking for. Or it's somebody that picks up a boogie board, and they can't swim, but they'll go out past the breakers, and if they fall off that boogie board, there's going to be an issue. So the lifeguards are looking for those type of incidents. Most of the people, like yourself and like myself, if there's no lifeguards on duty, I always tell anyone, and I went through Navy dive training, and I learned this, always swim with a partner. So if there's not a lifeguard on the stand, swim with a partner. Always have somebody else there to swim with. And so for the lifeguards, they recognize and are taught and trained to recognize the people that might not be that competent in the water, and they will keep a special eye on them. So yeah, that's why they're there. And it's a good thing that they're there. And it's a really good thing that we have the lifeguards up on the stand.
Another thing is, I think there's people that, like I said, if they're with friends, they're just not going to go into water if there's not a lifeguard. So, you know, if there aren't lifeguards, if whatever reason we couldn't have enough lifeguards to support, you know, support the community, there'd be potentially beaches that are closed and people wouldn't be able to enjoy the water. It's a serious need that the community has for lifeguards.
Yeah. The water is its own boss. And I've learned, I've been around the water environment my whole life, including like in the Homeland Security end, I scuba diving and working on running a maritime unit. The water dictates what happens. So Mother Nature will always be the boss. So it's really important to respect it. And without the lifeguards, having somebody there that recognizes the water safety issues, yeah, it would not be a very good picture.
Jeff, what are some dangers beachgoers face in and out of the water? Maybe something they realize and things they don't even realize.
Well, you see it later in the summers. We do get a lot of the jellyfish. And a lot of the jellyfish things are somewhat like bee stings. And a lot of people have some really negative reactions to it. So there are water life that we have to be careful of. A lot of times, a lot of people see the porpoises and dolphins, and it's fascinating to watch them. They're just awesome to see. But I don't want to be swimming in a school of them, especially if they start to feed fish like mullet and feed fish. You don't want to be in that area when they're doing that. So there is sea life that you got to be careful of. I know a lot of people talk about sharks, and everybody's sort of scared about the sharks. And there are sharks. They're all around. We have a lot of sand sharks in this area. Most likely, if you don't disturb them, they're not going to disturb you. But it is something that we keep an eye out for. We know how to recognize it and monitor it.
Jeff, what would you say is maybe one thing that you've experienced in your role as captain of the Rehoboth Beach Patrol that you're particularly proud of?
I am so proud to this generation of new lifeguards that we have, their willingness to learn, their discipline, their maturity, and how they truly recognize the job that we're doing as public safety. I mean, these kids are, and I say kids, but these folks are really dedicated to their job. And one way that I can really tell is I've brought a lot of alumni back that used to be lifeguards in Rehoboth, old RBP members, so many great professionals, lawyers, doctors, Navy SEALs, FBI agents, and we bring them back in to talk to the young guards. And you see the young guards just, you know, they are so inquisitive and they want to learn all the time. And I have a lot of the alumni now are mentors and leaders for the lifeguards to help them pick their life choices. So that is by far the thing that I see the most is just watching these guards mature from being somebody that maybe didn't realize what they were doing, learning some discipline, learning to be attached with public safety, and then finding a career and actually and doing well. And having these people come back, it's just awesome.
Talk a little more about the connection that guards have with each other. And, you know, I think if you're, you know, doing this kind of work, you have a real sense of camaraderie. And I would have to think just probably a lot of lifelong relationships have been developed.
Yeah, when you're sitting up on the stand, my guards refer to it as everyone goes home. And you're not just responsible for you and your beach. You're responsible for the guard next to you and their beach. And then the guard next to them and their beach. So if there's an incident that occurs, the guards are always backing each other up. And you'll hear them on the radio, it'll be watch my water. And that means they're getting down off the stand to go, maybe go on a save, maybe go to talk to somebody. But you'll see the lifeguards all around that area stand up and watch that person to make sure that they're okay. And that sense of camaraderie is what carries on after you're done lifeguarding. And the lifeguards in the past, the alumni come, they share that same experience with the young guards. So it's something that really ties you together for being lifelong friends.
How about the connection between the beachgoers and the lifeguards? Do you have a sense of that? Do you have any stories related to that? I mean, obviously, if lifeguard saves me, there's has to be some connection there. But just generally, myself, I always like to just come up to lifeguards and have a conversation with them and just find out like what stage of their life they're in and you know, what they're doing after the summer. And I just enjoy to connect that way. But are you able to share any stories and examples of lifeguards that connect with the community in some significant way?
Yeah, I last year, one of my lifeguards who ended up being my rookie of the year lifeguard, who does an outstanding job, met a family on the beach, and they had an autistic child that was really liked to go into the ocean, but they didn't want him to be by himself. So the lifeguard just took it upon himself to go out in the ocean with him. He got somebody to cover the stand, and they spent an hour together in the ocean, swimming around, bringing in waves, just talking and hanging out in the ocean. And the family was just so impressed that they wrote me a letter. And then this summer, they came down again. My lifeguard of the year was back, and he took them again out in the ocean and now has a relationship with that individual, and they will be down every summer. Beach Patrol will take care of them. And those are those relationships that we build with so many people on the beach.
I want to thank you and just give you a chance to have a last word in our conversation, something you'd like to communicate to the community, to our listeners about really what the heart is of the Beach Patrol, what you're trying to accomplish, what we all mean to each other.
Thank you. And it's always about giving back. And I think if anybody answers the call in public service, it's about what you can do for someone else. And lifeguarding, that's what they're to do. I know that there's certain ordinances sometimes we have to, you know, there's no umbrellas or you can't have any alcohol on the beach, things like that. And I just keep telling my lifeguards, your main focus is always the water. It's always the service to the people. It's looking for heat exhaustions. It's looking for medical problems that we have on the beach. Taking care of people is always number one. And it's just great because I see it and I watch the caring effort that I have with the lifeguards right now. And it's just fascinating. It's I get it back 100-fold.
Well, Jeff, thanks for spending some time with us. This is Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. Want to thank Jeff Giles, Captain of the Rehoboth Beach Patrol, for joining us and for the wonderful service you provide for the beachgoers, the residents, the visitors to the community, to help them really enjoy the beaches and all the air it can offer. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Len.
We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 302-501-7711 and have a chat with Len. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking about peace, and specifically we're talking about peace in safety. Peace is really a very interesting concept. I think it's something that we often take for granted, and it really becomes more prominent in our minds when it's lacking. It's one of those things that, you know, when we're not suffering from lack of peace, so we don't even recognize that that it's there. But as soon as we upset that, we recognize how important peace is. And I think it's helpful to consider peace by thinking about the opposite of peace, the opposite of peace being strife or anxiety, discord. I think we all have our understanding of what that is based on our circumstances. We know when we're not at peace. We know when things are out of control and when we're swimming mentally and just at odds with ourselves and people around us. But peace is 100% the opposite. I like thinking of the Hebrew word shalom, which captures peace in a broad way. It's not just lack of strife, but it's the sense of being well. It's not just lack of turmoil, but a sense of a wholeness and wellness in all parts of life, with myself, with people that surround me, people who I'm in relationship with, and even a sense of peace with folks that maybe I don't see eye to eye with, maybe people who could even be considered opponents or even enemies, a sense of wellness with the communion or lack of conflict with those folks. So it's a very holistic view. And when we break down peace, I think there are many components to it. I think peace has a sense of safety in it. Peace has a sense of course, a lack of danger in it. Peace has a sense of control and security. Peace has a sense of quiet. Peace has a sense of stillness to it. And peace has a sense of just an abiding in it. And when we look at peace, often we look at our circumstances. We look at what is surrounding us. We look at life the way it is. We look at our relationships. We look at everything from our bank account to what our health status is. We look at things like how our spouse or our friend or our partner's doing. We'll consider our children. How are our children doing? Or how are our grandchildren doing? We'll look at things like, oh, my car's repaired and I don't have that worry anymore. Or even little things like, oh, that the doorbell that wasn't working, that was really troubling me and getting me all wrapped up, is fixed. So we often look to manipulate or change our circumstances, because when our circumstances are outside of our control, the way we want things to be, the way we want to control them, then things are fine. But when things are not in our control, then it creates a sense of anxiety, and it creates a sense of need for other people to help us get control. It brings a sense of need for friends, family, the government, authorities to provide that sense of wellness, that sense of control or trust in others, that it will be aligned. So all these things play out with getting us back realigned with wellness, with a sense that everything is fine. And so when we look at these definitions related, or these descriptions of peace, they're really relying on circumstances. They're relying on the things that surround us. And I consider this, or I call this, circumstantial peace. So our circumstances, the things around us, stimulate peace or bring peace or reinforce peace or give us a perception of peace. But I'd like to spend a little time to talk about something a little deeper, a little more laid to our core being. And it's tied to the core soul needs that I talk about our programs. It's contained in the book that I wrote called Maximizing Your Retirement. You're able to find information on it by going to our website, the dedicatedfinancialservices.com website. There's information on how you can get a copy of that book. Again, that's dedicatedfinancialservices.com. That's the maximizing your retirement. And it's a resource to help to think about what would make your retirement as amazing as you'd like it to be. And in the book, we talk about core soul needs. There are four core soul needs that are really important. And I would say that they're essential to feeling like we're fulfilled and things are right with our lives. They include identity, life purpose, love, and peace. And peace is one of those things that we desperately need in our lives. Peace is something that we need to be present, to be evident in our lives, or we're going to be off kilter. And so when we look at peace, there's that circumstantial peace that when things are right around us, then we have peace. But what happens when things aren't right around us? What happens when we can't change our circumstances and have control of our situation? What happens when the status quo is going to be the status quo and we can't get around that? Well, we're in a place where we're not going to have circumstantial peace. And so this reminds me of a story when my wife and I were dating back 35 years ago or thereabouts. We were in my car, and there's something in my car was rattling. I think it was the dome light. And I said to Joyce, who was my girlfriend at the time, I said, you know, what I need to do is I need to change. I need to fix that, because you know, that's really bothering me. And she said something to me that I remember to this point. It was actually somewhat transformative in my life. And she said, or you can just let it stop bothering you. So that's a powerful mindset, that we can have peace despite our circumstances by looking past those circumstances. And I call this transformational peace, where even when we have circumstances that upset our peace, when we don't feel peace in our lives and our circumstances, we can have peace. And the question is, how do we do that? And the way we do that is by being transformed despite our circumstances. And the way we really do that is really strengthening ourselves beyond those circumstances where we say, hey, I don't need that. I don't think that's important. I'm bigger than that. I can overcome that. So even though that thing is in the back of my mind or bother me, I'm big, I'm stronger than that. But sometimes we need something outside of ourselves. Sometimes we need something stronger than ourselves. And that's where there's a trust component that we need to have filled. It could be a family member, it could be a loved one, it could be a spouse, it could be a friend, it could be many different people. But sometimes we have things that are so significant in our lives. We have things that are so important. We have things that are so big that we cannot control. This is where we need, AA folks will talk about a higher power. And in the Christian faith, we talk about God. And of course, there's different religious systems with the realization, recognition, or belief system that there's someone, something, some power stronger than us. As a Christian, I look at that power, that source, in God, in the Trinity, and in the person of Jesus Christ, who indwells me and fills me with His Spirit and gives me the power, the strength to overcome circumstances. Because regardless of the circumstances around me, I have that sense of peace in Him that regardless what happens, big, small problems, whatever it is, that God is in control of my life. He has a good plan for me. He's looking over me. He's watching over me. And all the circumstances don't matter because He's in control and things are well regardless. So with that mindset, I'd like to conclude this part of our program and just talk about how we can press into peace. And we do that by, one, trying to have recognition of our circumstances, our surroundings, trying to be aware of what's happening, where we are, how we're feeling, how we're integrated with it. As much as possible, we should try to exercise control of our circumstances and not be victim to things around us that we're not able to take charge of, and not make excuses for our situation and not succumb to it, but say, okay, here's circumstances. I'm going to make the best of it, or I'm going to change it to the extent I can, and really be an overcomer and be in a way, somewhat as much as possible, the master of my own destiny. But sometimes there are things that are bigger than us, and we recognize that we're not able to do that. And so we need to build the support around us with people that we know, people that we have a relationship with, people that we can trust, people that have greater skill sets, people who are more able to navigate some of these difficult circumstances in our lives, and because they're either just more skilled or they have better perspectives. And ultimately, sometimes we have to be at a place where we ultimately have to recognize that we are powerless, that people around us are powerless to overcome things. We're talking at this point, major health issues, issues of life and death. And when we recognize that there is this source strength bigger than we are, and we can put our sense of trust in that higher power, in that source, we have that ability to have transformative peace, that we have peace that transforms us regardless of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Thanks for listening. This is the Delaware Retiree Connection. You're listening to your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Have a great day.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.